I'm Austin.
I'm Josh.
And I'm Justin.
Hey guys, have you seen 1978's Animal House? Month of quote unquote, and these are big, these are like skyscraper tall quote classics. This has a 90% on Rotten Tomatoes, so you might like it. A lot of people out there like it. I remember this being one of those movies growing up where I wasn't old enough to watch it yet.
Sure.
For like every time I asked.
Sure.
You're not old enough to watch it yet.
This is one of those like mythological movies.
But in high school, my parents bought me a t-shirt. Said college across the front. It was an homage to the sweater Jim Belushi's wearing in this. So, if you're not familiar with what we do here, if you're joining us for the first time,
was that like a metaphorical gift where they're like, "We allow you to watch this movie"?
I think so. Yeah, it was a passing of the horny racist movie torch from the 70s.
Don't get too into spoilers.
Oh!
Okay. Okay, don't give it away.
So, this one's very in line with what we watched last week, Caddyshack.
In that it's not funny.
Caddy bird! In that it comes from a lot of the same comedians from SNL, the Second City Troupe, Canada, all those places, a lot of the same people were, like, influencing it at the time. It's also considered a classic.
I've heard of this movie, yes.
It's almost, what, 40 years old now? 50 years old?
I don't know.
Yeah, 78. So, we're going to watch it. I know it's not going to hold up to today's lens, obviously. But is it going to be funny? Is it going to be entertaining?
Who knows?
Like I was getting at before, if you're joining us for the first time and don't know what we do here, the people who haven't seen the movie, explain the movie to us based solely on the title.
So, Josh, are you ready?
On the spot, Animal House, not knowing anything about it. What's it about?
I think I know a bit, but sometimes I get these movies confused. I'm pretty sure this is that college movie about a fraternity that they designate as the Animal House, presumably, because it's full of a bunch of raucous, crass guys.
Okay.
They do raucous, crass guy college things.
So it's not a take on George Orwell's classic Animal Farm?
No.
And they all get a house after they take... It's the sequel to Animal Farm? They move into the house?
I haven't seen Animal Farm.
You have to read it first, I believe. Yeah. There's got to be an Animal Farm movie, but not recent. And if there is, it's animated and it's dark, like Watership Down. They just... Or Charlotte's Web. One of those you watch in elementary school and just bawl your eyes out to.
You probably focus on one specific dude. Maybe he is pure or just going to college for the first time, gets roped this Animal House.
Now, you've been to college.
I have. I was not in a
dorm. I've been to college.
That's what I was
Justin
getting at.
Justin and I lived together, actually.
None of us have ever been part of a fraternity or sorority.
God, no.
They did exist at some of the colleges I attended. I had absolutely no, first of all, interest or information on how to access that kind of thing. This is the kind of thing I saw growing up and thought was made up for the movies or dead.
Sure.
I thought it existed in the past.
I was friends with some girls in college who were in a sorority, and I got to go to their house for breakfast where we would study.
Okay, okay. So it has its benefits.
I assume it's not all stereotypey, right?
Oh, I bet it is.
It's supposed to be like a support group. Isn't that the whole premise?
But the whole Greek theme, it's very stereotypey from what I understand. Because I remember that group, and we hung out late, and I'd ask them, I'd be like, Is it like the movies? And they were like, yeah, it's a lot like the movies.
Huh. I don't think it's the same group you're thinking of.
Oh, okay. Two different groups?
Mm-hmm. I didn't know those
in this location? In college. Oh, okay.
Man, I want the main character of this to be, like, really old. Like, they're one of those adults that decides to go to college and they get roped
into continuing to education? Yeah. It wasn't a thing in the 70s, though. If there was an old student in your class, you'd be like, what are you doing here, Grandpa? Nowadays, right. It's like, I'm going back and get my fifth degree, you little shit.
That's where the comedy would be, right? You know, the 60
or my first
guy dealing with all these teenagers.
Sort of a Van Wilder, but to the extreme. Like,
I wouldn't know.
I've been in this Harvard for 70 years.
Or no, yeah, even better. He's been in the same frat for like 50 years.
He's the frat king. He's indisputed.
He just stays there and doesn't leave.
And this is the plot to overthrow him. Animal House.
Yeah, they want to get him to graduate, so he'll leave the fraternity.
Please, just study, bro.
Alright, let's put on the music. It's like music from the 20s.
It's a record player.
Okay, that actually is good study music. And they all kind of agree. Yeah, there we go. We just wrote the movie. Animal House.
It's not going to be that, is it?
No, not at all. We're gonna dive in right now. You're going to get hazed, Josh. You're going to be part of the fraternity of Animal House. We're going to consider Justin and I the alumni, since we already saw this.
I don't want to haze anyone.
No,
it's I'm sure gross. This movie is going to feel like...
I mean, I'll paddle somebody's butt a couple of times, but the shit you hear about that really comes out from hazing is disgusting. We won't get into that. Unless they do it in the movie, then we'll talk about it.
Sure.
And if you want us to get disgusting, write to us at fabcheck@gmail.com. Just we'll throwing that out
the
there.
The dirtiest, disgusting email you've ever seen.
We'll say it on air.
There's we have that little I can't show because Oscar let me, so if you want to see
based
them.
On true serial killers and it's too dark. Maybe.
If you want to see the dark side of our movie lists.
Oh, the Patreon episodes where I get paid Patreon to watch exclusive. Your Madame Butterfly. I'm showing you Dead Girl if you show me Madame Butterfly. That Patreon will be where our hate spills over.
I don't know where I would go.
Kid sports movies?
More of that?
That's what
we still haven't seen.
That's akin to torture porn for us. The Mighty Ducks.
It's the complete opposite, like Beethoven.
Oh my god. I just make you watch like the most like
Disney Channel movies.
Teletubbies or whatever.
Zoe from the 21st century bullshit. There's Disney. My Stepmom's a House. That was one I remember on Disney Channel.
Smart House.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the Goosebumps titles I come up with better than the ones they had. So we're going to get to it. We're going to watch Animal House from 1978, starring a whole bunch of people we'll talk about when we get back. I think this is our first one with all of these people.
Really?
No. Mm. No, I just thought of one. Can you guess it?
Maybe.
The Teacher. Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you can say it, but I'm not going to remember any of you.
Yeah, you're like...
Yeah, it's not a secret.
Here we
you're
go.
You're afraid of giving away someone
yeah. Oh,
to
you
Josh.
Know, Mike Myers plays everyone in this movie. He's like, five? From the past, that was.
Even further back in the past.
Yeah, because it took place in 1962, even though it came out in 1978.
Well, we figured out why.
Why's that?
Because, as you kept pointing out, they weren't getting injured because it was in the 60s.
Ah, they were tougher back then. They were built stronger.
Yeah, bigger bones.
Josh, what are your feelings on Animal House after just watching it?
It's exactly what I thought it would be. It's a bunch frat guys doing frat guy things, and it's not funny.
Nope.
There was like one or two scenes that got kind of a chuckle out of me, but
I think that's more than you got from Caddyshack, though.
No, Dangerfield made me laugh more than this movie.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
This movie didn't have a Dangerfield for you, did it?
No, it didn't have an anything.
Okay. Yeah, this was a lot like Caddyshack. It was a list of, like, or a string of kind of disconnected
scenes
of skits.
Doing
set
stuff.
In one setting.
Mm-hmm.
College.
We start off, and there's two freshmen who are going to pledge fraternity. And first they go to the Delta house. And they
Delta's the bad one.
They get brought over to the room. That's just like the rejects. People obviously not
going
to be accepted.
Delta is like Animal House is Delta House.
What's the preppy one? Well, whatever it is. They go to the one and Flounder's wearing this hat that everybody's supposed to wear on Pledge Week. They call it a beanie. It's not a beanie because it's like a blue and yellow clown hat. It looks like it should have like a spinner on the top and a short little brim on it.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good at all.
Kevin Bacon is at the first frat that they go to.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's in there.
We'll just call him Alpha.
Okay.
Why not?
Yeah, call him Alpha.
Alpha House.
Needle Myers in there. Okay, there's so many characters, Josh.
There's a lot of characters, and most of them don't matter much at all. There's like maybe two or three that are kind of important.
Did anybody have a storyline that you enjoyed? Because there were a lot of storylines in this.
If you could call them storylines. I guess I was waiting the whole movie to see like what was gonna drive them to action. Right? They're gonna do a big like hurrah at the end, and like that was kinda interesting, and then it got really violent.
We'll talk about the third act of this movie. It's straight up an act of terrorism.
No one gets arrested, none of them die. Except for the dean, I guess. Pretty ridiculous.
Yeah. It's, Who are the people that there was two people kind of joining the frat house, right?
Flounder and Pinto. We're going to call them by their nicknames, because that's what John Belushi calls them later. That's what I was going to ask you. What were those names? I was, like, trying to remember.
Mm-hmm.
Those are two, I guess, the eyes of us, the
audience. Yeah, it's the audience.
They're entering this world, they're freshmen, they're pledging. The first place goes horrible.
But I don't want that to be
either
a representation of me.
No, it's not us.
Because one of them almost had sex with a 13-year-old girl. Or did have sex with a 13-year-old girl.
Almost? Yeah.
I don't know.
He got her pregnant.
Oh.
That's the joke at the end she made. Her dad is the mayor, who is involved with the dean, and it seems like organized crime, possibly. There's a lot going on in this movie. Yeah, we don't want to be involved with any of them. How about that?
That girl was in Caddyshack.
Who did she play?
The actress is Sarah Holcomb. And in Caddyshack, she played Maggie.
She played the Irish girl. I thought she looked very familiar, but I thought that was actually...
You want to know why I
an
remember?
Irish accent.
Because in her IMDb picture, she kind of looks like a female Durs.
From Workaholics? Yeah. Okay, I get that. Oh, wow. Okay. Returning actor from last week's movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, the first place goes horribly. They put him in the room of rejects, and this kind of reminds me of a Dinner for Schmucks. Have you seen that?
No.
Yes,
it's
I have.
It's pretty funny from what I remember. I saw it in theaters. Don't know.
The dude from The Office. The main guy.
The main guy, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The boss.
Uh-huh. Not Bruce Almighty, but Evan Almighty.
Yeah.
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 Good. You seen that, Josh? Which would you rather watch, Evan Almighty or Animal House again, Justin?
It's gotta be Animal House.
Yeah? Okay.
I don't know, though. I just saw that one again.
You saw Evan Almighty again?
No, I just saw this one again.
I thought you strangely saw both of them recently.
No.
Okay.
I guess Evan Almighty.
I have a lot of notes.
It's gotta be less problematic.
Yeah, in different ways, maybe.
It's
less problematic in different ways than this movie. They go to
no
Delta House.
No statutory rape?
Hopefully.
Not that I remember. I didn't remember it in this movie either, so.
I mean, it comes from the Bible. They say Mary was pretty young when, like, God impregnated her with Jesus. I don't know. I've only seen Bruce Almighty, and I remember thinking it was funny in theaters, and then seeing it later and being like, why did he make this movie? Like, why on earth would anybody make this movie? Let's just make Jim Carrey God for a day.
Yeah.
That sounds like fun. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah. I watched it, though.
Yeah. I didn't see the second one.
I did.
What?
Almighty?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I've seen it. In that one, he had to, like, build an ark, mm-hmm. right?
He's Noah instead of God.
Oh. I remember seeing the trailer, and I was like, nope, this is a series I hope dies right away. They could have kept going with that.
They probably have. Like, they some direct-to-video shit. Who knows?
Some Christian Lifetime channel on...
All-starring Caravan Sorbo?
Sorbo Almighty.
And Gina Garofalo, or whatever her name is.
I think Janine Garofalo is okay. You're thinking of the one from The Mandalorian.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Leave Janine Garofalo out of this. She's the comedian from the early 90s.
Oh, okay. Who's...
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know the people you bring up sometimes, Justin. We don't watch the same shows. I know
you
the
mean people haven't seen The Mandalorian?
I haven't seen The Mandalorian.
I also have not.
And I don't really care. Star Wars...
I know, I'm just...
lost me a while ago.
Gina Carano.
It's close. Well, Caddyshack. They go to...
We're not watching Caddyshack.
I want to talk about Caddyshack.
I feel like there's more to talk about in Caddyshack than there is this movie.
Speaking of Caddyshack, they go golfing. And the first of many dangerous pranks happen where they're just whanging golf clubs towards Needlemeyer.
This is not good.
This is the ROTC scene. This is like... if you want to go to college and follow all these rules, but then have a more strict experience on top of that,
mm-hmm.
you join this, like, is it ROTC when it's in college?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. I thought that was just a high school thing.
No, I guess it continues on.
Well, they're making them do push-ups in the mud and Needlemeyer's on a horse.
It's like training for the army, right?
Yeah. But isn't that basic training?
It's like training for that.
Mm, okay. Right? If you go to it in college, it's probably like officer training, when you think.
Right. Like, you don't have to go, you're not in the front lines.
Yeah. Who knows? It does say Needlemeyer in the end. We do get a brief glimpse of what happens to him.
Yeah, he gets blown up.
By his own troop. But first they hit the horse, and that causes it to like go a little wild. Then they hit Needlemeyer in the head. He's got like a chrome kind of helmet on. It wangs off that. He falls off the back of the horse a good distance and then is drug for miles.
I was watching 6 Feet Under today.
Oh, you finally getting into 6 Feet Under?
Mm-hmm.
What season are you on?
Like 2.
Okay.
And the beginning of that show, the cold open of that show is someone dying because they own a funeral home every episode. And the one I watched today was someone just enjoying like a cup of tea in their yard and they get wanged in the head with a golf ball.
Die. I don't know if I could go back and watch that, but I remember having a good time when it was on. That's one I caught live.
I think it would have been more fun back then.
But a bunch of people started on that.
Yeah. Dexter.
I've seen Billy in a bunch of things.
Mm-hmm.
The brother.
A lot of Dexter's boyfriends are people I recognized.
Yeah.
He dated Michael Scott?
Rodriguez. The funeral technician, he's in Robert Rodriguez's mm-hmm. Planet Terror and stuff.
Rickety Cricket?
Yeah.
The guy who plays Rickety Cricket is one of Michael C. Hall's like lovers.
Mm-hmm.
Which is hilarious to me.
It's a good show, and like he is a good character on, like, before I saw him on Always Sunny, I saw him on Six Feet Under, and they had a really funny chemistry back and forth on that
they
show.
They did, yeah.
And so when he showed up in Always Sunny, I was like,
it's the only other thing I've seen him in.
Oh, really? Okay. He's in a couple of things. He doesn't do movies much, but a lot of shows. Like Dee from Always Sunny is in so many shows, but she almost always plays the Dee kind of character.
Sure.
They get accepted to Animal House, the Delta fraternity, in the basement. They're having like a slideshow, and everybody boos when they get to Flounder. But then there's like this passionate speech of we were all losers before we joined this frat. We're not losers anymore.
What, was he going to be the first person they ever rejected?
It must have been, right?
Poor Flounder. Just because he's a little fat.
They let him in. They let them all in. I don't think they rejected anybody.
I know.
They have one of many parties. And right away, when we meet the dean, you're just like, before we even zoom in on him, Josh, you're like, it must be the evil dean. Because it's such a trope now in these kind of movies. Uh-huh. And we find out that they're on double secret probation. They've been put on secret probation, I assume.
Double secret probation.
I don't know why this is a joke, like, to show how petty he is,
I guess. I cannot figure out why they are allowed to remain at the school at all up to this point. Every time they get a warning, it's like, why aren't they just out?
What we've seen every them doing is, like, any of these things could have been grounds for expulsion.
Nowadays, you would be out of here.
Talking about 60s, having a .02 GPA or some shit? Like, come on.
Not even that. You're not allowed. Pranks, deadly pranks they're constantly playing.
I know that.
The guy was in a neck brace after the horse seat. Like, come on.
A lot of parties happen. Some motorcycles get ridden upstairs. A guy tries.
Cars get ran into a
lot. Oh my god. There's almost as many car crashes in this as in the Blues Brothers.
Every scene where there's a
Why, Justin?
Oh, because he's drinking.
Yeah.
All the time.
Everyone is. Everyone is smashed in this and behind the wheel.
And constantly drinking while they're driving.
So much so that when they're in the car and we're focusing on those scenes, there are multiple empty beer cans, like, on the dash and rolling around on the floor.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts.
Mm-hmm. Different time, I guess. Cars were made in America. They were cheap and plentiful and sprung out of the factory daily.
Why did nobody in that club go outside whenever they were destroying the entire parking lot?
Because of the racism. They were like, whoa, let's just leave that out there and do our thing in here and let the movie leave. It does not belong here. That's a different movie. That was awkward. Yeah.
That was an awkward scene all around.
You're talking about the scene where
they went to the club.
Steal Flounder's cousin's car. His relative's car. It's a nice black car. It's got like big old white wall tires, and he's like, "Don't get a scratch on it." And the first thing they do, he should be the one driving it. First of all, like, you don't get in somebody's car and take it and smash into some trash cans. He should have been like, at that point, pull over. If we're doing this, I'm fucking driving because it's my cousin's or brother's car.
You assume that Flounder has any kind of spine.
They let him drive to the food store.
They made him drive to the food store.
Yeah, they made him.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying. He doesn't assert himself in anything.
This dude is behind the wheel chugging beer. And there's a lot of pranks in this. Whatever, they kill a horse in the dean's office.
Oh, God.
It gets Godfather, like, real quick. Like, violins start playing. They're eating, like, pasta at a restaurant talking about this plan.
And I was like, what? They didn't hand them a saw. They handed them a gun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to walk in there and saw into a live... That's how they did it in The Godfather.
That's how they
sawed the head off while
it was moving. Well, it was still moving.
It had to be a living horse.
Yeah, sure.
It adds to the insult.
That's why there's so much blood in bed. We did it in the room while you slept through it.
You're a really heavy sleeper.
I just imagine this group of guys, like D-Day especially, in tuxedos, and they're out at a fancy Italian dinner, just like, so how do we get back at the dean? And they plan this out. They take Needlemeyer's horse, his prized albino horse, lead him into the dean's office and give Flounder a pistol. And they're like, all right, kill the horse. And Needlemeyer's like, I'm not going to kill a horse.
Flounder.
Flounder, sorry.
Needlemeyer was...
It's his horse. Yeah. And Flounder is like, I know it's the 60s, and I could get away with it, but I'm not going to.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been to Vietnam yet.
We're just going to actually kill this one horse.
Fires a blank into the ceiling.
So he thinks he's shooting the gun into the ceiling. It is blanks, so everybody's like, oh shit, what happened? The horse has a heart attack. It does die in the dean's office. Animal murder is on their roster. They should be out of the college.
Yes.
But they get one more warning.
Before they even get the charter revoked. And then we find out that their charter gets revoked. And we're like, I guess that's the end. And they're like,
one more
misstep and you're out of here. You're like, what?
So...
Because they're still students, right? They can't...
Why are we going to have this courtroom scene and it not be the final straw? Yeah.
I don't get that courtroom scene at all. They storm out. They just make a mockery of the courtroom class justice system.
You guys ever have, like, a student court?
We did mock trial as an after-school activity.
Yeah. We did one in college once.
Okay.
The closest I ever did was a play.
Oh?
And it was the trial of Goldilocks versus the Three Bears.
Who won?
Goldilocks.
And this was in college as well?
Yeah, this is it was like middle school.
We did mock trial in high school, and we had to... I don't know, maybe I've talked about this on the episode before. We had to drive into, like, the big city to go to the actual courthouse to do it and dress up.
Oh, wow.
And it was us versus another school's team, so we had all had, like, a week to prepare for the case. We were the defendants, so I played one of the kids who got pulled over and drugs were found in the car. And I said, oh, those are my asthma drugs. I always have to have them on me. And the fucking other school was like... Oh, really? Do you have them on you now? I was like, shit. I was on a stand. I didn't have a prop or anything. And I was like, no. They got me.
Gotcha.
They got me.
That dude just put on his sunglasses.
I went to jail. Mock jail. Yeah. The Who started playing. Tell you what, a lot of people in this movie should be going to mock jail.
Real jail.
There were lots of crimes committed.
So many crimes.
Real crimes, not whatever crimes.
The main character...
college like, crimes would be like...
College crimes? What are,
I want to hear... I'm not going to put you on the spot, Josh. College crimes being like, oh, we stole the Xerox paper and tried to cheat on the
test.
We
put this guy in a neck brace or we killed this horse.
Watch how far you
things broke. That should have got them expelled, not things that should have got them arrested.
Okay, okay. I like that. A lot of college crimes. That's the name of this movie. College crimes.
Oh, man. It sounds like a prequel to, like, Night Court.
There was a scene in it where they were doing some 1960s hacking, where they broke into the garbage and stole the carbon copy papers.
This is one of the few times that the uppity people got one up to them.
The alphas.
Because the alphas sent Kevin Bacon to switch out the tests so that whenever they stole the test out of the dumpster, they got the wrong answer.
It was a double heist.
That's almost all they did besides the part where they beat up the leader guy.
Oh, they beat the crap out of him. Yeah. He deserved it.
Yeah.
A lot of people do in this.
That moment whenever he went and, like, scouted the obituaries.
Okay, we're going to have to talk about that. That is one of the parts of this movie where you're like, it's not just college crimes and like, game pranks anymore. I know they accidentally killed a horse. That happens.
Does it? I've never accidentally killed a horse.
Well, you haven't been in a fraternity. But, yeah. Ooh-wee. They go to a women's college, and he scours the obituaries and is like, is this girl here? I'm her fiancé. Well, we're engaged to be engaged. And plays off, like, the pity and gets 4 dates for his friends.
Himself and his friends, yeah.
And then takes them to an out-of-the-way, like, African-American bar.
Yeah.
And it just spirals into the most, like, you're sitting there and it's just getting more and more awkward. And you're like, uh-oh. You just feel the tension rising. And, like, this movie barreling its way from the 1960s to now, being like, oh, I'm not gonna behave. Like a drunk uncle at Thanksgiving. It's just throwing plates aside and chugging the leftover wine on the table.
Casually dropping slurs.
All over the place. They use this opportunity to commit some real crime and then drive away the real crime. Several. But one of the big ones is hitting every single car in the parking lot. Just being like, bang, bang.
They hit one bang on their way in.
I couldn't believe that.
And then they
thought it was no big deal.
It's really dark.
Yeah. That's, oh my
God. They don't have their headlights on.
Oh, I thought you meant it was really dark, like, they don't care about society at all.
They're too drunk.
These privileged boys with their dates.
And then there's, like, that scene where, like, it keeps going. Like, at one point, their dates get taken. Like, the guys come up and be like, do you mind if we dance with your girls? And then kick the guys out.
They suggest that the guys leave, which is probably a good idea. But they leave the dates there, yeah.
And then the girls, like, have to walk back home and they're talking about how shitty that night was. And, of course, the guy who orchestrated all hit the girl he was with. Was like, I don't know, he seemed kind of cute.
Uh-huh, yeah. That's how we met in the 60s.
And everybody's just like, and rightfully all of her friends go, ew.
Mm-hmm. And we as the audience go, ew. So, they throw a toga party, and this is like the final straw for Teen Wurmer. It's not allowed to have you're not allowed to have alcohol on campus after a certain hour if you're on probation, he says. I don't know.
All kinds of
debauchery. I think you just said no alcohol on campus if you're on probation.
Sure.
And they're all, like, trying to, like, really shittily hide their beers.
Mm-hmm.
Why even bother to try hiding?
He knows. It's kind of funny, though. Everybody's, like, putting their beers behind their back. There's a scene in the cafeteria. Honestly, looks like pretty good food. John Belushi's going through, and it's like, oh, what a pig, because he's stacking up his plate, and it's like, ah, God, could go for a burger right now.
He downs an entire thing of Jell-O like a pig.
Yeah. I think that's so he doesn't have to pay for it when he gets to the end of the line.
But he literally, like, oinks like a pig. Is he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of physical humor with him in it. He doesn't have many lines. He chugs an entire bottle of, like, Jack Daniels at one point.
Pretty sure that actually happened.
Allegedly. I've heard that scene happen, but they had to speed it up.
Sure.
Because you can't chug a bottle of Jack Daniels in, like, a couple seconds. It takes a minute or two. Sadly, one of the reasons he's not with us still.
Yeah.
We gotta watch Blues Brothers.
So we can, get him in a better light than this one.
Yeah, much better representation of his comedic genius. It's all done. They're out. They're all getting expelled. Their grade points are too low. They've committed one too many deadly pranks.
This thing where he's reading their grades, and he's just like, you.
CCDDF.
CCDDF. You got like a 1.59 GPA. Congratulations, you're the highest.
Delta. That was good. Everybody else is like, I smiled at him and applauded, like, good job, bro. You're our leader now. Oh, speaking of their leaders, before we get to the climactic scene of the movie, there's two guys that run Animal House. They're more scumbaggy than
everyone else.
They live in, like, an extra-dimensional space in the top floor of this abandoned, like, dilapidated shack. And it's the Animal House. It's an animal print sex alcohol.
Oh, yeah, he seduces the dean's wife.
Uh-huh.
There's that scene in the grocery store where he's like, you want to see my cucumber?
It's bigger than yours. The other one also lives upstairs because they're getting ready before the first party up in his room. It's this huge space that shouldn't exist in the house.
Yeah.
But
his room's like a 70s porn star room with like the leopard print and silk
leopard
curtains.
Print walls. Yeah. Not just furniture or rugs.
Meanwhile, Boone's room just looks like a pretty okay, like, put together room except for the Confederate flag hanging up on the wall.
Oh, yeah. It's because he's a rebel. Just.
yeah. States' rights.
What a shit. Yeah, when they go in, okay. Wow, okay. They go in there and he's like, oh, this, I think this is Boone's room. Let's have sex in here.
Yeah. Only reason I'm okay with that is because he has that flag. Otherwise, don't fuck in your friend's room.
He probably has his own room, right?
Go to your own room.
Nah, it's a party. I'm going to take my friend. Where exactly in my room did you have sex? In your room. Yeah, like, where?
In your room.
Everywhere.
Don't take a black light in there for a while.
We get this really awkward. There were so many scenes in this movie where I'm just like, oh no, oh no, oh no. Where the,
you're talking about the time
the underage
you're
girl.
Talking about the time where he almost has sex with a 13-year-old, but he doesn't because she's too drunk.
Yes.
Not the time where he actually has sex with a 13-year-old girl when she's not drunk.
When he does it before he knows she's 13, because they like confess it to each other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, they confess
she confessed before.
You're right. He's going to prison. Yeah. either way, but yeah. But we get this really cheesy shit scene of like the devil popping up on one shoulder and the angel popping up on the other. Did that come from this? Is that a staple of like movies?
No. It's gotta be from before this.
I wonder what the first iteration of like. Probably Looney Tunes, right? Like,
sure.
Sylvester.
Yeah.
Sylvester Stallone trying to eat.
Sylvester Stallone.
Tweety. I think you should eat that little bird. No, don't eat it. It could be a friend. It could work out with it. No, you should eat it. Everybody thinks it's a girl, but it's a little boy. I don't see why that means we should eat it.
Adrian!
Adrian. So yeah, Sylvester Stallone going after Tweety Bird, and Grandma's just like, no! So, they are out of school, and they are all giving up.
And then John Belushi gives an impassioned speech.
Yep, it's full of wrong facts, but it's inspiring.
Yes.
It inspires them so much that in the course of the next few hours, over the night, they make not only one float, but a transformer float.
Mm-hmm. And develop a whole plan for, like, sabotaging.
Murdering everyone.
Murdering terror. Just downtown terrorism.
They might as well.
How will we kill as many
people? They might as well set off a bomb.
Batman almost came. This was so bad. They reroute some of the parade. They sneak into it in a cake-shaped float that says, eat me. It's red and white. Once they are found out, they shed the cake outer layer. And inside is the Deathmobile. And it has like a huge smokestack on the top. It might be this guy's cousin's car. I'm not sure. They might have refitted that one. There seemed to just be perfectly good cars lying around everywhere that have just been run into once or twice and abandoned because you can just go buy a new one right off the lot.
Yep.
They make sure to drive the float into every other float first.
And the crowd is going wild. They shoot smoke bombs like out of mortars at the crowd. It is pandemonium. And then they gun it towards the political bandstand.
Where the dean and everyone is.
The mayor is there. Mm. This is crazy. John Belushi's dressed like a pirate. I gotta say, this part gave me a laugh when they were all synchronizing their watches, and they're like, alright, time to go, and they look at his, and it's completely a different time, and he's just like smiling and nodding. But then, did you notice it took him forever to get to the parade? Like, where do they build this float? All the other parades came from the college, I thought. And they're, like, driving down country roads in this parade float, trying to get there.
They built it a long ways away.
They ram into the grandstand. All the politicians and Dean go flying through the air and die.
There was one scene before this that did make me laugh, where they're, like, setting up and, like, getting in position before the parade starts.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy was like, hey, my kid can't see. Do you mind if he sits in front of you? He just says, no.
Who says that?
I don't
John Belushi?
No, it wasn't John Belushi.
Oh, just one of the animals?
One of the animals. I don't remember who it was, but just
I don't remember anybody but Pinto and Flounder, really.
It was one of the other ones.
Because one of them looks like he's out of Johnny Mnemonic, because he has his sideburns shaved off.
He
has one line.
Sit down, you moron. It wasn't the really tall blonde guy who was, like, defending them in the court.
Uh-huh.
It was a different one.
With a red jacket that was blinding.
I didn't buy the guy that was sitting on the post box, and the girl shows up and it's like, you should leave right now.
Right?
You would be much happier if you weren't here. I'm like, oh, how bad is it going to be? Like, no, he wasn't lying.
He wasn't lying. They, you know, domestic terrorism wasn't on her mind that day. It was on his. The ROTC is there. They have live ammunition and guns. So they're, like, shooting people or trying to shoot down the Animal House people. It does end with one of those epilogues where we're going around looking at people and it has, like, script under their name.
Those are fun.
Those are kind of fun. Justin, you said you would have lost a bet.
I thought it had an animated intro.
Didn't, sadly. It is National Lampoon's, so I can see why you would think that.
Yeah, it was
Christmas
the
70s. Vacation had one. Mm-hmm. You got any cool facts for us about this? Any trivia?
Yeah, I got some cool, fun... let's see. You can tell me what you think of this trivia.
Oh, yeah.
According to John Landis, the director.
Uh-huh.
Universal
President... Did he go to jail after this?
No. Universal Pictures president Ned Tannen objected so strongly to the Dexter Lake Club scene that he interrupted a screening of the film and ordered the scene be removed immediately, claiming it would cause race riots in the theaters. In response, Landis screened the film for Richard Pryor, who then wrote a note to Tannen which read, Ned, Animal House is fucking funny and white people are crazy. Richard.
Okay. Richard Pryor, previous episode, The Toy.
Donald Sutherland was so convinced
now,
of the
wait,
movie...
we didn't talk about Donald Sutherland.
He's a teacher.
He is a teacher
gets
who both
high with the kids.
Introduces them to cannabis and then steals Karen Allen away. No, yeah. Doesn't. Doesn't steal anybody. She leaves this fucking loser. It's played like he, like, steals her away or anything.
Yeah.
But this guy's a fucking creep.
For sleeping with a student, yeah.
The teacher and the boyfriend.
Yeah, yeah,
everyone,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Get out of there, Karen Allen. Don't go to Indiana Jones World, because he wanted to make you 14 in that movie, too. Run! Just run for the hills, Karen Allen.
Anyway, Donald Sutherland, who played that teacher, was so convinced of the movie's lack of potential that when offered a percent of the gross or a flat fee of $75,000 for his 3 days' work, he took the upfront payment.
Oh.
Had he take the gross percentage, he would have been worth an additional $3 to $4 million today.
Wow. Okay. It was highly successful, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
How successful was this movie? Because this, like Caddyshack, we started off by saying, is a quote-unquote
classic.
This movie was huge up until I went to college.
Cost estimated $3 million.
So nothing to make.
Mm-hmm. Opening weekend, 276,000.
Nothing to gain. Yeah.
Gross worldwide today?
Yeah.
141 million.
Yeah. Well,
600,000.
It's been a while. I remember
it made its money back.
This movie's been referenced everywhere. From TV shows like The Simpsons with the evil Dean, to other movies like Van Wilder. Is in the vein of this, but did it stand the test of time here on Have You Seen Josh?
No.
I didn't ask you yet, Justin. No. I don't think anybody thinks it stands the test of time, but
there's
I'd like to hear
of
your reasons why first.
There's that are kind of, okay, you know, the horse is cute, they're the, you know, the pie trying to hide the alcohol was kind of funny.
Wait, the horse scene was cute?
Like, funny.
In a dark way.
Yeah.
It's... Like, he didn't mean to kill it, but it still died.
Yeah, it was the joke that landed. Okay. Quite okay. Literally.
I no, would have most... loved a, if Godfather had been made by the time this movie had been made, if he woke up in the morning and it was just like, da-na-na-na-na-na, and he turns on his Dean lights, and there on sure. his Dean desk is a Dean dead horse.
Oh, they did to my boy.
My boy!
But most of the jokes weren't funny. None of the characters are memorable. They're all horrible people, and not in the kind of way that you, like... Nothing happens to them. They don't get their comeuppance. They don't, like, comeuppance the people that wronged them well.
These... Unless you count running them over by a car.
No. We don't get to see the murder, right? Like, if you're going to commit to murder, like, show us.
These are the kind of people that are so unlikable, you'd expect them to be in a horror movie. So you get to watch them be killed.
I almost thought this might turn into a horror movie at the end. I guess it's kind of interesting that, like, the frat, like, Delta is a character, right? Yeah. Like, none of them individually really do anything, but, like, they always do stuff together, right? It's in groups of, like, three or five doing terrible things.
Yeah, it's a bunch of skits, like we said.
You guys want to hear some taglines?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
We gotta do something. You know what we're gonna do? Toga party.
Sure.
Were toga parties big? Have either of you ever been to a toga party? Okay.
Never been to a toga
party. Only heard of it from this movie.
Same.
These guys are flunking out of college and loving every minute of it.
Sure.
You will too.
Alright.
A riot is comedy in a class of its own.
Cute.
Sure. Cause school.
Relive the best 7 years of your college education.
That's funny. Cause well, John Belushi went for 7 years.
Yeah.
Alright, Justin, after those taglines, would you recommend this movie?
No.
Can you tell us why?
It wasn't that funny. It was kind of boring. And super problematic. Which I guess is like a selling point to some people.
Ooh, do you think this movie is having a resurgence right now because it's not PC? Like, people are screening it in opposition?
It's always been what it is, I think.
I imagine even back then in the 60s,
no,
you know, it was...
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Like, racy, right?
I beg to differ, because in this movie, Animal House thinks they're completely innocent. They call the alphas Nazis.
Well, yeah, but they are.
They are. They are. They are.
Nobody is a good person
in this movie. No one is a good person in this movie. Maybe the dean had it all right. He's like...
No, but he was with the Nazis.
Oh, yeah, okay. He was in bed with the alphas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He was getting them to take out Delta.
I'm saying maybe that was a good thing.
Yeah.
Delta's infecting this school.
Yeah, honestly, the dean was probably the most in the right the whole movie. Like, they were doing horrible things, and he was like, we really need to get these people out here. Though I'm not sure why we
haven't. He almost killed this guy.
With a golf club.
With a golf ball.
Have you seen famously on the side of the dean in Animal House? Well, that'll be our next shirt, is I'm on the dean's side. I'm doubly secret on the dean's side. Would I recommend this movie? No. They're, like Caddyshack, it's a bunch of skits that are loosely connected with a couple people from the main story in each of them, like you said, but at the end of the day, they're all terrible people, and they don't get their comeuppance at all. They get rewarded, in fact, in, like, their epilogue lines. One of them is like, and that's me, the guy who wrote the movie, almost.
Mm-hmm.
It's dark. It's definitely a glimpse into this time period, if that's really how college was in the 60s, holy crap. Like, just the Wild West. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, we're here for higher education and college crimes.
You couldn't have helped.
That was one of the jokes they kept making that we didn't talk about, is they were all joking about, like, what they were doing. He's like, oh, I'm pre-law.
I'm pre-med.
I thought you were pre-med. What's the difference?
Same thing, yeah.
And then they make another pre-med joke about John Belushi, whatever. He's like, I recommend you start drinking heavily. And they're like, you better listen to him. He's pre-med.
And then we find out his GPA is 0.0.
Yeah. Somehow even worse
yeah.
than the guy who D-Day. Doesn't show up to class.
Who got an all, like, what do you call that?
Incomplete.
Yeah. I think for an incomplete, you have to, in this time period, go and beg the teacher and be like, hey, I'm not coming back. Can mm-hmm. you take me off so my GPA doesn't get lowered? Nowadays, you could just click online to do that, but he's going around making all that effort and not even going to class.
Yeah. Whereas John Belushi just truly gives no shits besides drinking.
Yeah. He's been there 7 years and he's truly the head of Delta House because he's like, what's going on with my frat?
American colleges must have been sweating buckets when this movie came out.
Like, oh my god, if it wasn't the Wild West,
and like, jeez.
Yeah.
This must have given some frats some ideas.
Maybe that's why they said it 16 years in the past, too, to be like, oh, it was like this.
Don't do this now.
Yeah.
Don't do these college crimes now.
We know a lot of these college crimes are still going on and remaining unpunished today. Not cool.
Toga parties are probably still a thing?
Not in pandemic life.
Not now, but like, even to this modern era.
Yeah, right? There's still toga parties happening.
I don't know, I've never
been to one. Was that a thing before this movie?
Oh, before this? Definitely. Yeah. Greek life is part of the fraternities, that's why they have all the like letters and alphabets from Latin.
Yeah.
Mm.
So I imagine toga parties...
They gotta still be going. That's one of those things that's like... It's gonna keep going.
I don't have any idea. It's such a cartoonish concept to me that you're in a cult now in college that's gonna take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for the rest of your life, probably. These connections you make.
Yep.
Totally foreign idea to me, which is why I'm here.
Yeah, that's why we're all broke.
With you too. Not in a mansion doing a podcast with some other rich.
I should have joined the Illuminati when they asked.
You were wearing your nice little yellow and blue cap. They were like, hey, we need you to come over for some hazing rituals. You were like, nah. I can go play World of Warcraft or whatever you were doing at the time. That's a fun
Magic the Gathering.
Now, talk about cults. Ooh, I gotta buy this new bag. And smell the cards.
Oh, man.
That new card smell.
That new card smell still is like a, probably like a sense memory thing for me.
Yeah. That is another triple turndown. Two weeks in a row.
Your comedy classics, in big quotation marks, aren't doing too hot.
Why do you think I put them on the list? Sometimes you have to take down giants, Justin. The ones people put up on pedestals,
yeah.
The easiest to knock down.
Tip them over.
We're coming for you, comedy establishment. If you want to listen to this or any of the other episodes we've mentioned tonight, you can find us on podcast.com or the Apple Podcast app. Search Have You Seen, Amazeballs, What About Wrestling, or for all of those, FapCheck at youtube.com and FapCheck at gmail.com for any questions, concerns, comments, or any, like, recommendations of classics you think we should watch and talk about. Hey guys, have you seen...
Bye. it's supposed to be this song.
Your thighs while you're